Alpha. Well, you may not see the salsa you're thinking of, though. This is Donna Sebo. Don't you go away. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852.
Hello,
you can also order through Donna
Sebo's
website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I want to, for those of you in the state of Washington, remind you that I'm going to be appearing at the Women's Show, the Northwest Women's Show, Quest Field in Seattle, Washington, on March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'm going to be giving a program each day there. I'll also have a booth extending booth number 406. This is such a marvelous event. Oh, what fun! There's all kinds of food. There's whimsical stuff. It is totally oriented towards women and ladies. You will have the time of your life. So make it a girl, gal, whatever term you want to use, weekend, and just let the guys go play the ball games, whatever they're going to do, and you just put the kids off at the babysitters and go and have a good time. It is wonderful. You will just absolutely have the time of your life. Only recommendation I make is wear comfortable shoes, because, man, you're going to be walking. This is Donna Sebo, and you can find out more about the Northwest Women's Show. You can go to my website, look up on my newsletter, you'll see it on the calendar, all the information will be there, and again, we'll look forward to seeing you there. The hours are 10 to 6, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of March. Then, I'm going to be in New York City. For those of you who are listening in New York, I'm going to be there. This is going to be a very short business trip, but I will have time enough to meet with people privately for appointments, if that's what you would like to do. Schedule with me by calling 800-872-8852. Well, before we went on break, I talked about a little bit of something called salsa. Well, I'm not talking about the dip, folks. Well, I guess it could involve the dip. I'm talking about dancing. Do you know that dancing is one of the most marvelous activities to keep you in shape and also for your brain? Yes, absolutely marvelous. There was a big pro football player. He had to lose some weight. And you know what? He danced his way around so that he ended up dropping the excess weight that he wanted. And he said, it just made me feel so good. He said, I just was having so much fun. Really a good time. Well, you know, a regular turn around the dance floor can do more than help you drop a few dress or pant sizes. It's absolutely awesome as a cardio activity, and it does a workout that's better than just sitting and doing sit-ups and things like that. How boring. So you can do the salsa, you can do the foxtrot, you can do all kinds of things. You know, in 2006, there was an Italian study of 110 cardiac patients. They found the elegant, stately waltz to be just as effective as bicycling or being on a treadmill. And you know what? You can dress up for those waltzing experiences, and doesn't that make you feel good, too, just looking your best? So why not do something like that? Also, dancers in this study, these 110 people, reported slightly greater improvements in their sleep, their mood, their ability to do hobbies, chores, have intimacy with their spouses, and they just absolutely had more of the joy about life. And they said a dancer's ability enables one to feel all kinds of health benefits, and it improves your strength, bone health, flexibility, your posture gets better, your coordination and balance improves, and also they are showing dancing sharpens the mind. Now, this comes out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and this was printed up in 2003. They found ballroom dancing was the only physical activity, when studied, that was significantly associated with fewer dementia cases. Hey, what a cool way to beat Alzheimer's, right? The reason, experts think, is because dance helps keep your brain on its toes. Well, think about it for a minute. When you're moving, when you're dancing, circulation, folks. If the whole body is energized, instead of sitting like a couch potato and munching on munchos, you're out there having a good time, and there's just this sense of joy that's going through your whole body. You engage your brain to perform the choreography, keeping beat with the music, and again, it's just joy, absolute joy. And lots of times it's being able to be in the company of other people, and you're having fun, and there's that socializing that goes along with it. So, cha-cha-cha, there's salsa. There's just so many places you can go to do this. You can go to dance studios. You've got all kinds of associations that have different activities that are going on. And it belongs to every age. My husband and I happened to watch one of the competitions for ballroom dancing. And we saw someone as young as 7 years of age. And this young man was so sophisticated and so smooth on his feet. We thought, my goodness. He's going to be knocking audiences for a loop when he becomes a teenager, and if he makes this a profession, he's just going to be absolutely world class. So if you want a low impact workout full of spicy, fat burning workout, well, again, pick up the salsa, the mambo, or one of the other Latin flavor dances, and just understand it's going to make you feel good, look good, and you are just going to glow. And people can say, what is it that you're taking? You'll say, dancing lessons. It's so much fun. And again, all the social activities that are related to it. So if you want to dance your way to a slimmer self and enjoy better health, do it. Find out about where you can go to get some dancing lessons. And if you want to do ballroom dancing, there'll be a partner somehow or another that you'll be able to link up with, sign up for a class, or if nothing else, put on a CD or a DVD at home. You'll enjoy it tremendously. This is Donna Siebel. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 is the number. From Canada, it is 888-810-8322 or 530-876-3222. A reminder again, tomorrow is going to be an open mic day as my guest, Carrie Lipsy. Her book is From Thick to Thin. This is a woman that has battled obesity. She now speaks all over the country, and her job has required that she's going to have to be on the road tomorrow, so we're not going to be able to have her as a guest. So again, tomorrow will be an open mic day, and I invite you to tell your friends because you'll be able to call in at any time during the hour. Animals can be heroes just like people. And I have in front of me a photograph of a gentleman with the most gorgeous macaw that's sitting up on his shoulder. Her name is Sunshine, and she's magnificent. The colors on this macaw are just incredible. She's 6 years old, which means she's pretty young. And something very unusual happens with this bird. A burglar broke in to her owner's apartment in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And this happened last year. The bird was sitting on top of its cage, favorite place, and his owner said while he was gone, because the bird was waiting for his owner to come back from work, when the bird spotted the stranger who began ransacking the place, Sunshine flew at him, just pecked this burglar like crazy. If you've ever seen the beak on one of these macaws, it is amazing. They are just huge. Well, there was quite a fight, and according to his owner, Sunshine won. The burglar ended up running away. He only had $100 more in his pocket. But man, he was a mess. This bird had really torn into him. And when the owner got home, he found this wonderful bird curled up in a corner, was totally traumatized. Blood and feathers were everywhere. Well, obviously the owner called the police, but do you know what? They caught the person that was burglarizing very shortly thereafter. He had been brought in on another charge, and they knew it was him because all of these deep bite marks gave him away. This is Donna Siebel. We're out of time. As always, it's a delight to share with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's a great day to be alive. Enjoy it to the fullest and smile, knowing that you're giving it your best. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.